About 15 years ago, I was at a workshop or a brief conference on prayer. And the focus was on silent and contemplative prayer. And the leader of the workshop spoke again and again about the beauty of silence and the gift of being in the presence of the Lord. He talked about the importance of quiet and of focusing our attention on only one thing and setting aside all distractions. And honestly, I think I was watching a squirrel sitting outside the window on a branch of a tree while the leader was talking about avoiding distractions. But then he said something else. In prayer, we spend our time alone with ourselves and with God alone. How comforting were those words, to be alone with myself and God alone. And then one of the women at the workshop spoke up with a voice pained by deep emotion. She said, "I cannot stand to be alone with someone I hate." And it took only a moment to realize that she did not hate God. She loved God. She hated herself. She could not be alone with someone she hated. It was just too painful. I've been a priest for almost 10 years, and I am convinced that the dogma at the heart of the Christian faith that is least believed and accepted is this: we are loved by God individually. We cannot earn God's love. We cannot lose God's love. God has made his choice. Each of us is loved. Each of us is precious in the sight of the Lord. Each of us is the pearl of great price. And it's a gift too great to imagine. It's a gift too good to believe sometimes, because it's so easy and so painful for us to say, if God really knew me, then he would not love me. But God does know us better than we know ourselves. And God does love us more than we can love ourselves, in fact. At the heart of our faith is the love that God has for each of us. The love that God has for each of us comes before any commandment that God gives to us. God's love is first. God loves us. We love God. We love what God loves. And God loves us. That comes before the question given to Jesus by the scholar of the law: what is the greatest commandment? We know the response of Jesus: you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. The scholar of the law was looking for a commandment. He wanted rules, and rules can be good. We need rules, and we need to follow rules. That's not the problem. The problem is that the scholar of the law wanted a commandment to love. And Jesus wants a response to love. The scholar of the law wants to say, "I love you, God." And Jesus shows us that our response to God can only be, "I love you too." We respond to the love that God has for each of us with all our heart, all our mind, all our soul, and all our strength. We extend the love that God has for each of us by loving our neighbor with the same love that God has for each of us. We respond and we extend. God loves us. We love God. We love what God loves. And God loves us and our neighbors.
Now we enter into the banquet of the Lord's love. We come to the altar at the invitation of Jesus Christ. He loves us and he wants to share his love with us. United to Jesus Christ, our great high priest, we join in his response to the love of the Father. I love you too. Amen.